invasion. We have to secure the power. We have to get compliance. You can't get compliance. People will rebel against you. You can't get compliance. Oh, I know, I can handle it. No, you can't. You may think you handle it, but you are deceived. God has just given you a few things that he doesn't want and have locked you into a situation of non-productivity. Yeah, and you think you got something. Hey, come out here, get out here this morning. Got something for you to do. Hey, oh, get over here right away to the messenger. And it's about 12 feet by 12 feet. There's hardly room to make sense of that. Get over here to the messenger. Got some work for you all to do. Got assignment. And wonder how come you don't have big growth. It's because you are trying to share command with God. He says he does not share this command with any. But when you in the right situation yourself, and you invite the people to come, they come. Because you didn't command them. You made them aware of God's command. And their duty to God brought them out. But some of us want to be God so bad, we won't create that kind of situation where people will obey because of the love and fear of God. We want to be their own. We want to be the masters of God over them ourselves that keep you small. He does not share his command with any. Now, looking at Joseph's situation, God said that he taught him the mysterious interpretation of some of the great reports. And God behind that, he says, and that God takes charge over his command. He would not leave his orders, his commands, to others. If he would have left his orders, his commands, what do you mean by this? God won't leave the circumstances that he himself has charge over, has given himself to. He has pledged himself to look out after these things. He will not leave those things to men of the world. That's telling the wise. That's telling the imperialists. That's telling the dictators. It's telling the world power that God will not accept that you suppress the urges that he put in his creature to bring him to his full life and his full existence. Those that are inclined to be in accord with God's will, he himself will look out after them. And if you try to imprison them, he will break that situation. If you try to imprison their mind, he will break that situation. If you try to deceive their instincts, he will break that situation. No matter how much knowledge you get of science, the manipulation of human life, deception, playing upon their wits and their psychology, no, you can't come up with nothing that God hasn't already devised a scheme that will overcome it. Yeah, that's what God is telling them. So you see Joseph's situation, you see his circumstances, how his 12 brothers, the world. His 12 brothers were the world. A certain type of world. The spiritual world. 12 brothers. See how his 12 brothers tried to do away with him? Tried to get him out of the way? Tried to suppress his urges? Tried to keep him from becoming a leader? See how God overcame him all of that? Now, why do you want Joseph out of the way? Because Joseph will say, God has that authority, not you. You want to share divine power, divine authority, divine rule with God. God said, no, I don't share my power, my rule, my command with any. Now, isn't it in Egypt that says, hey, I speak for God. The commands come from me. They're the commands of the Lord. Huh? You ignorant people keep quiet, or we'll lock you up. No matter how holy you are, no matter how good you are, we'll lock you up. But were you able to lock up Joseph and keep him locked up? No. Didn't God protect Joseph? And you had him in a situation where he was under you, under your influence. And then God caused you, he made you an instrument for Joseph's future dignity and liberation. While you had thought you were getting rid of him, you was advancing him to his great role that he was to live upon the earth. Hmm? Put him down into the depths of the hole. Sell him into slavery. And then put him in prison. But God brought him up out of all of that. And put him over those things that you were yourself once responsible for. Hmm? Took the responsibility from others and gave it to Joseph. You don't know how to be fair with the food that God has created. Put Joseph over it. And God says, that is how, on that wise, we establish Joseph in the land. Joseph is a sign. And God says, and that is how we establish Joseph in the land, or in the earth. Okay. Joseph is established. How is he established? He's established by trial and tribulation, disappointment. Huh? That's what God is saying. That we establish a certain man, a certain type of human person. We established him by trial, disappointment, captivity, denial, rejection, etc., etc. But every time they put him in a bad situation like that, God made that situation rewarding for him. Put him in the depths of the hole, but there comes somebody came around who had an interest in him. And look what's down in the depths of the hole. A fine lad. Huh? Oh, fine lad. I can't resist pulling him up. So they pulled him up out of the hole. Took him into Egypt. Got there. Hey, I don't care. You may be up out of the God, Gaia, but you are not ready yet to be free in Egypt. Hey, lock him up. Put him in the prison with the other prisoners. Huh? Yeah. So he was brought up out of the depth of the hole. Still ain't ready for freedom in Egypt. No, we won't let you be no free man in this country, in this nation. Put him in prison. Got in prison with the other prisoners, and then he became their leader. Huh? He became their leader. And he started improving the life of the inmates so much that the free people start desiring him to come, hey, come give us some of that help. Say, hey, where is he? Get him, come up, get him up out of there. Say, but he's a convict. Release him. We need some of that help he's giving his inmates, his homies down there. Ha, 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 ha And on that wise, we established Joseph in the land. That is how we established Joseph in the land. Then he was tested, wasn't he? Beautiful women. Beautiful women. Kind of to make the average Negro sell his mama. Throw his baby in the fire. But they couldn't take him away from his home. They couldn't take Joseph out of his home. He was accused, even after he was freed, right? Accused of wanting the big man's woman. Yeah. Joseph said, no, I've never been guilty of wanting your woman. She's been seducing me. She's been trying to seduce me. He said, look, look at me. Look at her. You don't see where I grabbed her. She grabbed me. And when the other ladies heard about it, the smaller ladies in the outer surroundings, oh, they just went crazy.
How can she, where is this? Is this raping him? How is this raping him?
And they just went wild and bit their fingers off.
Oh, I just could have Joseph just one time.
And he was one cast out. Considered to be worthless,
huh?
But his value had to be discovered. And he had to go through trials and tribulations before his value was recognized. And once it was recognized, that everybody turned their eyes to Joseph, saying, what a wonderful, what a special kind of man. Some said, he must be an angel.
Didn't
they? Yeah, some thought he was an angel. Oh, he just can't be real. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. You are the best community, brought out for the good of all people, commanding by the highest standards, and prohibiting all that is offensive, and believing in God. As-salamu alaykum.
Allah Akbar.